We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports, I'm your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show is Nick. What up, bro?
What's going on?
A lot going on in Notre Dame right now. A big game tonight between Penn State and Notre Dame in the
Orange Bowl, I think.
Yeah. The gin and orange juice bowl. Between James Franklin and Marcus Freeman, two black coaches, and one of them was set to make history tonight. And it turned out it was Marcus Freeman in what was a hell of a game and a very entertaining game between two teams that I didn't think we would get that. What are your thoughts from this game?
Overall, this was like, it was like a mix of two games. It was like smash mouth football for like the first half. And then it just ended up opening up to like being almost, I won't say an aerial assault, because it wasn't like they were throwing it down the field like Patty Mahomes versus Josh Allen. But it did come off like just a more exciting game. Like we finally got college football. This is the first game that I'm like, this is finally, well, I'll say the Texas and Arizona State game was also that too. But this is finally like, all right, this is what we waited for with the college football playoff format. Two teams that no one thought could do shit, you know what I'm saying, in the Final Four. And Marcus Freeman coached his ass off. I'm sorry. Like he did his thing. His quarterback looked better, even though Drew Allar is supposed to be potentially a second round pick. I think he took himself. I think he about to go into the transfer portal after this, because he was
like Carson Beck.
He cost them the game. I'll say that. Drew Allar cost them the game. Franklin's probably gonna get fired, and I mean, we'll get into it. But I was just more impressed with Marcus Freeman for him to be in. This is his third year. He's going to the national championship game from what he took over. Like Brian Kelly, we see how shitty Brian Kelly is as a coach. Based off of all this, like in three seasons, he was able to turn around that program. And I know, Kim, me and you was early, like, this nigga may get fired at the second season. But they got to keep him for at least two more years now.
Yeah, he's set. And he's a smooth talker, bro. I think he got a notebook and a pen and pad full of just quotes and shit. And because Riley Leonard.
He gave one to the white boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was smooth talking. And Riley Leonard, he just basically said in the second half, he just said, in this post game, I'm going to let go and let God. because I'm like, and Drew, he was the better quarterback from what I've seen over the course of the season. You know, they said during the broadcast that Notre Dame has more rushing yards than passing yards. So that's not that big of a profound statement to say. But he got it done, and that defense got a turnover when they needed it the most. And I will say, they were able to run the ball against Penn State a little bit more effectively than Genty was, Manny.
I knew he was going to get to that. Jeremiah Smith looked like he was the highest
for that one. You were just waiting for that one.
Jeremiah Smith. Two of them dogs, one running back, one wide receiver. Like, this motherfucker, bro, on a busted knee, bro. It was just crazy.
Hurtling people. It was insane. He got up there too on the last one.
Whatever they shot him up with. Whatever dope they shot him up with. It was amazing.
Shit, put some of that holy oil on him.
yeah, holy water. It's Notre Dame. It's holy water.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him a communion cracker.
My bad. Holy oil is Diddy. But anyway, what do you think? What are your thoughts on the game, Manny?
I'm shocked, man. And Nick mentioned it. I'm shocked how the game just completely turned, because in that first half, Penn State was dominating. I mean, they just really were. They controlled the line of scrimmage, both lines of scrimmage. I think they controlled the time of possession. I mean, it just looked like it was a typical Penn State game in the postseason. They were just really dominant up front. We all thought that that Penn State defensive line, which is great, was going to really take over the game. And then in the second half, it just completely flipped. It completely flipped. And that's the shocking part, how effective Notre Dame was able to run the football, especially with their tackle being injured too. And then, you know, tackle and guard being injured, mm-hmm. and having two guys replace them. And it seems like they almost strengthened their offensive line in a way. So I'm shocked, man. I did not expect – I thought it would be a close game to begin with because I think these are two evenly matched teams. Like, I really think they're similar teams. Penn State's got more talent, raw talent. But I think they're evenly matched teams. And like you said, man, Marcus Freeman's a hell of a coach. I mean, I've liked this dude since the beginning when they first hired him. When he was a defensive coordinator, a lot of people were really raving about him and thinking that he was going to be the next great young coach. And he's all but proven it because he coached his ass off. He coached his ass off. And I'm really shocked, man, because I really thought the team that would control the offensive line and the defensive line, both lines of scrimmages, would win the game. And in the beginning, it felt like it was Penn State, and it completely flipped in the second half, late in the second quarter, but definitely in the second half, it completely flipped.
Two things I want to mention. One, Marcus Freeman does come from a good pedigree. He was a coach at Ohio State. Then he went to UC during the Luke Fickell era when they was really balling. So he learned about how to win. And then two, it seems like James Franklin, he's like that person who can get you there, but can't take you all the way home. Like, a game like this, you would think would work in Penn State's favor. It's a close game, low score game, defensive type of game. You would think he would be the one that pulls it out. But at that goal line, I think was it to end the half or close to the end of the half of the first half? Mm-hmm. When Drew Alar threw the ball, Pat, first of all, the receiver should have caught that. I don't give a fuck. He put, even though it wasn't the perfect pass, but it was a touchdown right there. And then they had to settle for three. That was the game to me right there. Because points are at a premium.
No, it's interesting because, like I said, they're two similar teams, right? They don't have a lot of great wide receivers, but it's interesting because Notre Dame's wide receivers actually played better. That's been the thing for Penn State, man, forever, man. They just don't have great wide receivers, man. That's been the thing that's killed James Franklin over this last couple years with this run that they've had. Because my thing with James Franklin, I like him as a coach, but I've been very critical. If not now, when? This was probably his most talented team, mm-hmm. and it's like you can't get it done. And this was a game that he was dominating. He dominated the first, 24, 25 minutes of this game, and then it just completely flipped. So, yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore about James Franklin, man. Part of it is luck. I don't think he did anything crazy. Like, I don't think it was a coaching decision or a move or a play call necessarily that I think cost him the game. I think it was just death by a thousand paper cuts, man. Every time it felt like they got the momentum, Notre Dame just snatched it right back. And then Drew Allen, I mean, you can't make that throw there. Lately. I mean, what are y'all? I mean, that's okay. I'll take it back. That's the one. I mean, what are you doing getting aggressive there? Go to overtime. Like, what are you doing? That's just trying to be too cute. That's trying to be.
He's got the arm talent, so he wants to show it off. You know, he know what's on the line, draft stock and all that. He wanted to throw it out, air it out, and it just came to bite him.
He's coming back for his senior year.
He got to because he inaccurate for as hell. Junior.
Aller's been supremely overhyped. He's got a lot of raw skills, but yeah, he either wins them a game or loses them a game. And that's just the thing with him. And yeah, that throw there at the end of the game, I'm just like, what are you doing, bro? You know,
it was
just run the ball three times, go to overtime.
Yeah, and I don't know who the main announcer was, but he was damn near shitting on Freeman because he was criticizing Freeman's possession. When he called the pass plays and they got sacked and he had to punt it away, and then he criticized him for something else. Oh yeah, when they spiked the ball, he was like, "What do you get out of that?" And it was really weird how he just turned on him all of a sudden. It was just I don't know what was going on with that, but when they were up 10-0, I thought it was a wrap because Notre Dame, offensively, I just haven't been impressed with them, And defensively, I thought they were going to keep these guys really suppressed for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And then they reeled off 17 straight. And I was like, okay, this might be it. And then Penn State just went right back down the field, tied it up, and then took the lead because Riley threw a crazy interception that he should not have thrown. And then Notre Dame got a penalty called against him by Shuler, number eight. And once they were up 24-17, I was like, okay, this is it again. Then the guy fall down, and whoever this guy, Great House, whatever his name is, you know, shakes somebody, and then he scores. And then it's tied again, and then now it's a battle of who wants it more. And I'm thinking about what he said, or Riley said, that Freeman said to him in the locker room. He said, you know, the is written by conquerors, and he's like, these games are written by conquerors or something like that, and we got the pen. And, you know, it sounds corny and stuff, but they believed, and somehow they managed to win this game. I did not have them going to the national championship at all. And but he got it done, man. I'm happy for him.
You got a bug on your shoulder, man.
Oh,
what a way. But no, I don't know why I had faith in Freeman over Franklin. It was just because he seemed like I know why. It was the Georgia game. That's when I realized this Notre Dame team, mate, it's different. Yeah. Because they held up to me defensively. Notre Dame is what shocks me. Offensively, they don't, like you said, I think we could all agree, they don't do nothing too crazy. They don't do nothing sexy. Some of their play calling is interesting, but their defense is what's like really sticks out. Like, they weren't really, like, even though Penn State dominated, they were like a bend don't break. Because even though Penn State was running the ball well, they got three touchdowns from with Singleton. It still didn't, but it didn't feel like it. It didn't feel like they had three touchdowns and over 100 yards, or damn near what, 200 yards of rushing. Like, it just felt like it was a back and forth game. But you would, if you look at the stats, you would think, like, how did Penn State lose this game when they dominated with the run? But that one turnover cost. And if I told you James Franklin is going to rush for over 200 yards and they're going to get two turnovers, right, you would think they would win that game.
I thought the two biggest plays of the game was the field goal at the end of the half, or close to the end of the half, with Notre Dame. I think that settled everything down. Sometimes when you're getting dominated like that in a half, you just got to get some points. You got to just kind of settle yourself a little bit. And I thought that was really important to kind of get Notre Dame to, like, all right, we got dominated, we got shitted on, look at the time of possession, but we're still in this game. This is still a one possession game, still a touchdown game. And then I think the pass interference that they called in the fourth quarter on number eight, dude was turned around. I don't know. I thought that was, I get it by the letter of the law, he interfered with them, but I don't know. I thought that was a real dubious call because he underthrew it. Aller underthrew it. So it was going to get picked. It was going to get picked off anyway. So,
yeah. Well, I will say they let him play most of this game.
Not Aller, Leonard. The other way around.
Yeah, Drew. They let him play most of this game. There weren't that many flags, at least to me.
It like, early, play, but that one was a ticky tack. I felt like that one was, again, I know he didn't turn around, but Aller underthrew the ball. That was a clean pick, in my opinion. I thought it was a bad throw. Bad call, because he was triple teamed in that situation. Mm-hmm. I didn't even understand the play call there. I don't know. I thought those were two big plays. Notre Dame was able to survive it. But I really thought the field goal close to the end of the second quarter was a big one for them. Because I think when you get out of that second quarter and you look at the score, I'm 10-3? Like, I'm in this game. I just got shitted on. I just got dominated. You just talked about it. Nick Singleton's running all over us, and it's still a touchdown game. So I think that helped Notre Dame settle it. And then, you know, Pastor Freeman with all his quotables, you know, I think just kind of, like, guys, we're in this game, bro. Like, we in this game. We are here. We just beat the dominant team of this era in Georgia. We matched them physically, and we out-physicaled them. This is nothing for us. We here. Like, we can win this game. And I think they believed it because they came out in the second half and they damn sure proved it.
Can all them goofy quotes make sense when you win it, bro? They lost this game, bro. Ain't nobody saying shit.
Nick.
Nah, but Marcus Freeman, corny jokes aside, though, he's a hell of a coach.
He was talking a lot of, I don't know if y'all noticed, but in his interviews throughout the game, it felt like he was talking a lot of shit, too. He felt really confident about his team in this game.
And even well, you got a defense like that is physical. You got a ball control offense. They're not going to make. They're not going to beat themselves. They're not going to. Riley Leonard. You know, I like Riley Leonard. I like them at Duke. He does have some NFL draft hype around
don't do
him.
That. Don't do that, man. Don't try. He had a good game. Just say that.
Come on, man. I'm not sitting here putting the dude in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying Riley Leonard is a competent quarterback. And listen, when you got a defense that can literally out physically dominate you at the line of scrimmage, I think you got to have confidence. You know, they outplayed Penn State. I mean, did Abdul Carter do anything in the second half?
He ain't do shit.
Not really.
And I love Abdul Carter. That dude is baby Micah.
He got some pressures, but I mean, when you're Riley, yeah, you're gonna have confidence in it because you know you could throw an interception. You know that defense gonna get it back, so they'll cover up all your fuck ups. But really, I think out of this game, there's a lot of praise that needed to be thrown on Marcus Freeman. But man, it's gonna be rough for James Franklin. And at the halftime, I was about to text you guys this when I saw the stat. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but 21-0 is James Franklin when leading at the half. And Marcus Freeman was 2-6 when trailing at the half. Wow. And they flipped. Now his first loss. You add that into the conversation about him not winning big games, and here's the stat. 4-20. 4-20. Against teams ranked in the AP top 10. Wow. Hey, man, that's not good.
And that's why I started off, man. It was saying, like, bro, you could if people were calling for Ryan Day's head with his record and where he's put Ohio State in position numerous years, then you gotta say the same thing as, if not worse, for Franklin. You know what I mean?
Although I will say, different situations. James Franklin's at Penn State. It's a little bit different than being at Ohio State. Ryan Day took over for Urban Meyer. He had that shit rolling. Like, let's not act like, and Penn State was coming off the Paterno stuff. I know Bill O'Brien got him kind of centered right, but it's a little, I get your point.
But with those numbers, it's like, and you even said it, you start off saying like, if not now, then when?
No, that's,
this is the weakest Ohio State, even though it's crazy to say that, but this is the weakest Ohio State has looked in your division or in your conference. Yeah. You made it to the Final Four, and you had a cupcake game. It ain't like you had to face Texas or Ohio State. You had to face Notre Dame, who got in just without even have to win their conference. So that's just true. Like, what else can you ask for?
And James Franklin was talking shit about that before the game.
Yeah, so, man. I mean, listen. I get the criticism. I defend James Franklin to a point, but I do get it, man. I do get it, and it's getting harder to defend, man. Because I mean, listen, you don't make $8 million a year at Penn State to lose all these big games. I mean, eventually you got to break through. I don't know. And he had an easy road, like I said. If not now, when? You know, this was the most talented team you've had probably ever at Penn State in your tenure. I just don't know when is it gonna be?
Yeah.
It was bad juju when I saw Michael Parsons and LeVar Arrington on the sideline. They were still hyping up cuz. I was like, it's a wrap, but
yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So man, y'all shocked that game just turned. It was looking like a blowout, and then it just completely just flipped like that. Like it just completely
I'm telling you, it was that failed touchdown where they had to settle for three.
Yeah. Like you're talking about the second half because they went crazy in the fourth quarter, 17-14.
In the fourth quarter. But I'm saying to start the second half, I mean, I think even up 10-3, right? You still felt really good about Penn State. You know, and they were moving the ball in that defense. That's the crazy part. Like, you know, they were moving the ball and it just completely that 17-0 stretch, like it was just complete domination by Notre Dame.
When they went up 24-17, that's when I thought it was over. I was like, this is where the game cracks open. But they didn't do shit after that. They literally did not do shit after that.
Yeah.
Which was insane to me because, like, what's going on? But, man, that's why I wanted to ask you. Does all right, we would glaze at Marcus Freeman. Does he have a shot? Does he have a shot next round?
I mean, does he have a shot in the national championship? I think he does, man. I really do. I mean, first of all, I had Georgia winning the whole thing personally. I thought Georgia was battle tested, and I thought that because this is the first year of the college football playoffs, I think that this year is going to be different than anything we've seen before, obviously. But I think the team that really is physical, can run the football, can control the line of scrimmage, I thought those teams had the best chance of winning a national championship. And I was really impressed when I seen what Notre Dame was able to do with Georgia. And I think they can match up with both Texas and Ohio State. Now, they got to keep the game. They got to see Notre Dame's got to win a low scoring, like dirty, grimy game. They can't get into a shootout with Texas because they're not going to win. They can't get into a shootout with Ohio State because they're not going to win. I think if they could keep the game at 24 to 27, 28-ish points, I think they got a shot. I really do. I think they have a shot.
You know what, Manny? I think they have a better chance of beating Texas than Ohio State. And I initially, when you were talking, I was like, Ohio State was probably blowing them out. And then I thought about the Michigan game. So, and you're talking about a team that's very strong and physical and just kind of, yeah.
Trevor Howard?
No, absolutely not. No,
he's been playing more than well, though. We can't lie like that.
Who's the opponents? Oregon, bro.
Listen, I knew they were going to be Oregon. I thought Oregon was overrated all year. Oregon should have lost that Boise State. All the shit that Boise State got, Boise State should have beat them. Listen, I don't trust Ohio State because I don't trust Day, and I definitely don't trust Will Howard. Now, if he plays well, I'll shut up. And he's played well in the postseason. I will give him that. But
yeah. But isn't that the crazy thing? I really do. If he is just, I guess, high end Brock Purdy, they win the whole championship. But if he's even some remnants of mid to low, like to me, it's like with Notre Dame, the last team they want to face is Ohio State. Because I'm just saying, like, even if you do give a Will Howard bad game, let's say two touchdowns, two picks, that defense is probably gonna get a turnover on their own. You saw how what's his name?
Lenard, I think Texas is the most talented team in the country. I think Texas, from a talent perspective, is the most talented team in the country.
But I disagree.
Quinn Ewers scares me. I don't trust Quinn Ewers either.
Quinn Ewers, you're talking about scares you as far as that. Okay, I thought you said
he's trash.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Quinn Ewers is trash, bro. Like this dude, like they should have stuck with Manning, but that's a whole nother.
That's what I said. I said the same thing. I was like, if they started Manning towards the end of the season, going up to now, bro, I think I would have them as the favorite.
But which makes me think something about Manning, because I'm like, you getting benched over Quinn Ewers?
I don't think it's that. I think it's really just like let him finish out his year. He coming up next regardless.
Listen, these national championship opportunities don't come often, bro. You got to get you got
back to back. But they went back to back in the playoffs with you. What you think they can do with Manny?
I get it. But listen, I think I'm not even trying to glaze Notre Dame or nothing because I don't even like Notre Dame. But I'm telling you. I think when you have two games like this, a game against Georgia, which has been the premier team in the sport for the last 5 years, and then you have a game like this against Penn State, who a lot of people felt like outside of the Ohio State and Texas was the next team that could win a national championship, and you beat both of them, I don't think you fear any of these two teams right now. I don't think you fear, especially with Will Howard and Quinn Ewers. I'm telling you, the quarterback is the deciding factor in both those two teams. If Will Howard plays like Peyton Manning, like he's been playing in the last two games, then yeah, I think Ohio State's going to win big. If Quinn,
do you think it matters that their win over Georgia came without Carson Beck?
I mean, it matters a little bit, but it's still Georgia, bro. It's still Georgia. It's still Kirby Smart. It's still that defense. That kid Gunner played well when he came in for Carson Beck. So, listen, when you beat Georgia. That adds something to your resume, bro.
To me, this game was Notre Dame's championship game,
and it's not even like they beat Georgia on a fluke, you know, a muffed punt, or I mean, I know they had a return punt or whatever, but they actually matched up with Georgia and out-physicaled them. That was the thing, like that you really had to take a look, like, yo, they're actually matching physicality with Georgia. And yeah, I'm telling you, I think the game is going to come down to which quarterback can make the smart plays, Riley Leonard or the combination of Quinn Ewers and or Will Howard. And I don't trust Quinn Ewers, and I definitely don't trust Will Howard.
I think this is Notre Dame's championship game.
We'll see.
I think next game is just Freeman already got his contract is probably getting printed out again. You know what I'm saying? He goes sign down the dotted line before the game start for another 2 to 3 years. I have no faith if they go against Ohio State. As bad as I think Will Howard can play, I think it's still good enough with that roster to win the title.
You know what this Notre Dame team is starting to remind me of? Remember that 0-2 Ohio State team? They won a lot of close games. They kind of had a similar offense. Ben, but you know, kind of, you know, ball control, run the football. They had Maurice Claret as a freshman.
Oh yeah.
And then they went up against Miami, and nobody gave them a chance. Nobody gave them a chance, and they won in overtime. Controversially.
Yeah.
Because that was yeah. But I mean I think this Notre Dame team can win it all, bro. I really do.
Mm. A lot of people are underrating them now. Now you overhyping them. That offense ain't shit.
Bro, they're in the national championship game and they just beat Georgia and Penn State. How about overhyping them?
Because Franklin fucked up. I trust Franklin the Turtle more than I trust James Franklin now. Shit.
You trust Ryan Day?
Hey, Nick, they call him Franklin Day? Ain't.
You trust Ryan Day?
Hey, it's,
you trust Sarkisian? What the fuck is Sarkisian one?
I'm going off of just pure talent.
The teams that I
would have graded Ohio State on is like, all right, if Ryan Day can't get past these teams, he ain't shit. He got past them. He got past Tennessee. He got past Oregon, who was the best team in the country at that point in time. Now he gets Notre Dame, or one of them get Notre Dame. Like, that's if you don't win that game, then like you said, if not now, then win. Somebody getting fired.
I don't think he's getting fired, but
Ryan Day. Well, but if he loses,
Ryan Day. Yeah,
if he loses to Marcus Freeman in Atlanta,
man.
Yeah,
that's honestly why I'm rooting for Notre Dame, because I want to see Marcus Freeman win a national championship. I think it'd be big for the culture for a black head coach to win a national championship in football. Personally, but
if he was at a different school, then maybe. But yeah,
they ain't gonna let that happen.
As long as he ain't in that community college at Chapel Hill, I don't care. Listen, I think the smart money, like, I'm not telling nobody to mortgage their house on Notre Dame. I think they would be underdogs against both Texas and Ohio State. But I'm just saying, anybody that's thinking that they're just going to get ran through, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think this Notre Dame team is different. I really do. I really do.
We will. We will. My first reaction when it was over, I was like, man, Texas or Ohio State going to beat the shit out of them. More Ohio State.
Texas can fuck. Like, if Texas somehow beats Ohio State and gets in, that's, to me, that's a coin toss game now. I would go with where Manny is going with, as far as like, Notre Dame got a shot. If it's Ohio State, it's a
wrap. What's your predictions for that game?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ohio State.
I got Ohio State in a blowout. Like a 17-point. Margin. Right now, with the way Will Howard's doing it, like, it's actually best that they didn't get the number one seed and have that bye, because now they've had to wild card. It's like the Green Bay Packers team, New York Giants teams, those random the Tampa Bay Bucks, some random wild card teams that just go on a run because they just hot. He was dicing up. Or that Oregon game was over that first quarter.
Oregon was overrated. And Tennessee, honestly, I never saw it with Tennessee. I think the committee loved Tennessee more than I did. I personally thought Ole Miss and South Carolina had more of a resume than Tennessee, but that's just me. But my prediction for that game, see, it's interesting, right? Because I don't like Ohio State when everybody loves Ohio State. When everybody's shitting on Ohio State, they lost to Michigan, they came out motivated. Now, the whole country loves Ohio State. Ohio State's going to win. Might as well just start, you know, don't send them shirts back to Africa. Print them shirts out. You know, they're going to win the national title, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. And everybody's kind of shitting on Texas. I don't know. I think Texas is going to beat them.
Hmm.
with everything you said about Quinn Ewers and Sark, you gonna say that?
Bro, I can say the same thing about Ohio State.
Yeah, but they
put, bro, they got embarrassed by Michigan.
Hey, Manny, Texas shouldn't even be here if we keeping it a bean. That was targeting everybody and their mama. If you want to talk about textbook calls that should have been made, we talked about that pass interference in this game. That last game, bro, that Texas shouldn't even be here.
That's facts. I feel like you underrating Texas. Texas is loaded, bro.
They had a white boy.
They're loaded, bro.
They had a white boy named Shaboozy. Shaboozy was about to single handedly.
Texas is loaded, bro. I think you underrating a little bit Texas, bro.
If they had Arch Manning, I'm with you. They don't though. They got him on the bench for next year.
You trust Quinn Ewers more or Will Howard?
Will Howard. I said it with confidence, but
I still don't know.
Because you got a game to win for your life. You're picking Will Howard or Quinn Ewers?
If I got a game to win for my life, give me the gun so I can shoot myself. I'm not picking between Will Howard.
You got to pick one or the other.
My thing is like Quinn Ewers has not had a game this postseason that's good as Will Howard's.
True, that's true.
So I'm going with the high. Ken, whatever I say is like, if it's a toss-up, go with the better quarterback. I think Will Howard's the better quarterback.
Okay. All right. I
respect it. I respect the conviction. We're
going to find out tomorrow, man, if you're going to do an instant reaction tomorrow.
I'm going to jump on.
I got a feeling that Will Howard, he's trying to embrace his draft stock to be at least a third-round pick.
Third-round pick. God damn.
If he beat Texas and Notre Dame, win the title, he could be a third-round pick. If Bo Nix can be a first-round pick, Will Howard could be a third round pick.
Damn, Nick.
anyway.
Will Howard, my dude.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, tune in tomorrow as we will have our final team battling it out to go to the national championship. It's the second game of the semifinal matchup in the Cotton Bowl. Between Texas and Ohio State, and we'll be on to discuss that and look ahead to the national championship game. Those are our instant reactions, our thoughts to what turned out to be a very thrilling game between Penn State and Notre Dame. And till next time, appreciate you, Manny. And till next time, we out. Peace.